What would you do if you were told you only had 5 days to live? And to make it more certain, what if God told you that? Said to you, you have 5 days to live, just as he did to Jesus. After the shock and the denial and things, you'd probably call your family and friends and tell everybody, you have 5 days to live. What would they do? Would they come and have a celebration for you? Where they would come and tell you how great you were, give you accolades, people would send you emails and texts telling you were great. They'd have a big celebration for you, just like they did for Jesus when he came into Jerusalem. What if you had only 5 days to live? What would you do? Would you do as Jesus did? Would you call your close family and friends and invite them over for a dinner? Where you have them come, you talk about your life, you talk to them about what's important, they tell you how much they care for you. You tell them what really matters now, what's really important. You would bless them and tell them how much you cared for them. Tell them how they can remember you. You'd probably give them stuff. Here's this. You always wanted this. Here's something to remember me by. Just as Jesus did. Then, as the days went by and you're getting closer, what would you do? Would you call just a couple of your friends that were really, really close, the ones that you gave your heart to, the ones that know what you went through in your life, the ones that you know you want to be with at the end? Would you call them and say, come with me, come pray with me, come watch with me as Jesus did? Would you go away? Would you throw your phone down? You'd close your laptop. You'd leave your house. You'd take your car. You'd go drive someone somewhere really far away with a couple of your friends. Let's get out of here. I only got a couple of days left. I don't want to spend them here. Just as Jesus did. Would you tell your friends, wait here. I need some time alone to think. I need some time alone to pray, just as Jesus did. What would you do if you only had 5 days to live? Would you go off by yourself as it got closer? Would you pray to God and say, God, take this away from me. Change your mind. It's not fair. I don't deserve this. And if not, Lord, don't let me suffer. Make it fast. Don't leave me by myself. What would you do if you were told you only had 5 days to live? A few days ago, someone wanted to come and talk to me. And she wanted to come and tell me that they had found some blood in her urine. They had done a CAT scan, and she had a tumor in her bladder. And from the CAT scan, they told her the tumor looks like cancer. And so we sat and talked about, what do you feel when you first hear that word, you have cancer? I don't know what that feels like, but I do know what it feels like for my wife. And as we sat there and spoke, we said, what's the first thing that you would do? And we both said the same thing. She and I both said to each other, you know what we would do? We would go and tell everyone that we know that we love them. Our close family, our kids, our grandparents, we'd say, you know what? We really, really love you. We want you to know that. Then we would go and call all our distant relatives up and we would say, hey, just want you to know we love you. I love you. And we wouldn't have stopped there. We would have called people that we hadn't talked to in 10 years and 20 years and just say, you know, you were important in my life and I'm just calling you to tell you I love you. We wouldn't stop there either. We would call people that were our enemies, people that we don't like, people that have hurt us, and we would say, I love you. We would even go out to strangers. I said I'd go over to Sendex and stand outside, and as people walked in, I'd say, I love you. And then I'd get arrested. And I said, as I'm going away in my handcuffs to the officer, I'd say, hey, officer, I love you. That's what we said we would do. And then we would look back in our past and we would laugh at the things that we thought were so important. And we would cry at the times that we weren't compassionate enough and didn't listen when people said they loved us. What would you do if someone told you you had 5 days to live? If the first thing you would do is go around and telling everybody that you love them, that would be a pretty good start. So I ask you, why do you wait until you only have 5 days to live?